Senator Rand Paul announced a run for the White House Tuesday with a campaign launch that stressed his outreach to African-American voters and young people while stressing classic Republican themes. "I have a message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We have to come to take our country back," he said, paraphrasing his 2010 Senate primary victory speech. The original speech was slightly different, as he said then that he had a message from the Tea Party. The Kentucky Republican's mid-morning speech made him the second candidate to officially jump in the race after fellow Senator Ted Cruz of Texas, who jumped in the race in late March. In the speech, Paul argued that both Republican and Democratic administrations are to blame for big government. "Big government and debt doubled under a Republican administration and is now tripling under Barack Obama's watch," he said, referencing George W. Bush. In the speech, Paul called for a constitutional amendment to force Congress to balance the budget, term limits for members of Congress, and a requirement that lawmakers read all legislation before voting. "The bills are thousands of pages long, and no one reads them. They are often plopped on our desks only a few hours before a vote," he said. "I've proposed something truly extraordinary. Let's read the bills, every page." He also backed increasing school choice for students, promoting a stronger military unencumbered by overseas nation building, and reducing foreign aid to countries that promote anti-American sentiment. Hours before the speech, Paul made it official with an announcement on his official campaign website. "I am running for president to return our country to the principles of liberty and limited government," he wrote. Before Paul took the stage, the campaign played a video from country singer John Rich shutting Detroit down, interspersed with clips of the senator talking about his plans for economic freedom zones, an idea first pushed by former Housing and Urban Development Secretary Jack Kemp. Paul was introduced by former Republican Representative J.C. Watts of Oklahoma, Reverend Jerry Stevenson, who leads an inner-city ministry, and University of Kentucky student Lauren Bossler and his wife Kelly, among others. "It doesn't matter what color you are, Rand Paul will be there," said Stevenson. Cruz welcomed Paul to the primary with a statement on his website Tuesday. "I am glad to welcome my friend Rand Paul into the 2016 GOP primary," he wrote. "Rand is a good friend, and we have worked side by side on many issues." This article posted by Ryan Teague Beckwith.